USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Michael Cohen's prepared opening statements that he submitted to Congress are out. The former lawyer to President Trump will testify on Wednesday publicly before the House Oversight Committee. In the statement, he says, "I am ashamed that I chose to take part in concealing Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to my own conscience." He continues, "I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist. He is a con man. He is a cheat." He's expected to share documents prepared by the president's accountant that may contain evidence of tax fraud. He'll also claim the president committed a crime by paying hush money to two women. Cohen also says the president knew that Roger Stone was talking with Julian Assange about a WikiLeaks drop of Democratic National Committee emails. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is meeting with the Vietnamese president in Hanoi, this ahead of his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. The president thanked the country for hosting the summit.
This is a great, great honor, and I send our warmest regards from all Americans.
The president and his White House entourage are staying at the five-star JW Marriott Hanoi. Kim Jong-un is staying at the Spanish-owned Malia Hotel, just 300 yards from the Hanoi Hilton Museum. Neither Kim nor President Trump is expected to visit the site. Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz denies he was trying to intimidate Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney. He tweeted a warning that his wife might find out about his girlfriends during the House Oversight Committee hearing. New Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell tweeted, "Gaetz's action was probably illegal." He called on the House Ethics Committee to investigate what he called a disgrace and stain on the institution. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A coordinated barrage of social media attacks against the Democrats are suggesting the involvement of foreign state actors. According to Politico, sustained and ongoing disinformation assaults are targeting some Democratic presidential candidates. The main targets appear to be Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke, four of the most prominent announced or prospective candidates for president. The cyber propaganda is being pushed across a variety of platforms and with a more insidious approach than in the 2016 presidential election. Lawmakers are demanding answers from the companies that report on your credit. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
CEOs from the nation's top three credit reporting bureaus are testifying before a House Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill. This is all due to cybersecurity breaches that affected millions of Americans back in 2017. Ranking Republican member of North Carolina, Patrick McHenry, says the consumer credit reporting system is broken.
The reality today is that if you have a credit file, your information is probably on the dark web. That is a result of the Equifax data breach of last year.
Equifax CEO Mark Berger says the credit bureau is taking significant steps to protect your information.
Since the 2017 cybersecurity incident, Equifax has invested more than $80 million to assist impacted consumers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.